So some of you have a walking practice that is very enriching for you and supportive. And some of you have done walking but have never kind of taken to it. And for some of you, it might be something new that you haven't really incorporated into your practice. One of the things that's particularly important about walking meditation is that if we kind of look at our days, we do a lot of walking during daily life. Just these little short jaunts to the restroom, to the kitchen, to the car. And these are times where we can be mindful. And learning to be mindful on retreat is one of the bridges for being mindful in our daily lives, being mindful when we walk, when we move. It's one of the things that took me a while to learn that walking meditation can actually be as significant a form of meditation as sitting meditation. It can be very deeply satisfying, but it can also take time to develop an appreciation of it. When I first started doing walking meditation, I thought of it as an unwanted interruption from my sitting. And though I did appreciate moving my body after the sitting, it took me a while to reorient myself, to really get that it's the same mind that gets caught by grasping while sitting on the cushion. It's the same mind that gets caught by grasping in walking meditation. And that, yes, the same five hindrances show up in both. And finally, I really got that the object of meditation doesn't matter as much as letting go of clinging. And once that I kind of let go of all those ideas, I was really surprised how much walking meditation strengthened my concentration, that it wasn't a nice break. It was actually a part of the deepening of the practice. So we usually do formal walking meditation using a path that's about 20 feet long, walking back and forth. And when we come to the end of the 20 feet, we come to a mindful stop, turn around, and then mindfully start again. The stopping at each end can help us notice if the attention has wandered. I've said to myself, I can be mindful for 20 steps. And with just that statement, for me, that was always very, very useful for really staying present. Some of you on an online retreat may not have the ideal place to do walking meditation the way you might at a residential retreat. But it's quite doable even in very small spaces. For instance, I've done it in my living room, walking in a circle. It's a small room, so that's what worked best. And the disadvantage of a circle is that there's no natural stops to catch your attention. So I placed the Buddha at the head of the room, and when I reached the head of the room, I'd bow and continue. So I had this little natural stop that allowed me to reorient myself if my attention had wandered. We can do walking meditation at any speed. I know some of you have a very slow walking practice. And sometimes we see other people doing it very, very, very slowly. And we think that that's the only way to do it. And there's a lot of support that doing it very slow can give you because it takes a little bit more attention. It can settle us. But really, what's most important in walking meditation is a sense of ease. And for instance, for some people, walking really slowly hurts the back, and ease will not come. And so it's more easeful to walk a little faster. if we're really sleepy, walking a little faster can be really energizing. So what's really important is for the mind to be at ease and to be mindful. How we move isn't as important as how we pay attention, how we hold it, what our attitude is. Sometimes we might vary our speed. Fast walking can bring a greater sense of ease if we're agitated. If the mind is calm and alert, sometimes slow walking may feel more natural, more of a stroll, or even slower. What's important is staying intimate and attentive to our bodies as we walk. So the basic instruction is to first connect with the body just standing there, and to allow the attention to settle in the feet or lower leg, and then to feel the sensations of walking with each step. Some people find a quiet mental labeling of each step helpful to keep the attention steady. So for instance, if you're walking very slowly, you might use the label lifting, moving, placing. But the attention should mostly be on the sensations of walking. The labeling's like a whisper in the mind. And maybe if you're walking at a stroll, maybe you label lifting, placing. But the labeling really, if it's helpful for you, for some people, they find labeling really helpful. Other people, they find it extra. And if you're walking on the fast side, sometimes we can use stepping. So for those of you who are already delighted with walking meditation, please enjoy your walking. And for those of you who are open to finding delight in walking meditation, please enjoy walking. So thank you.